Trump to speak in X space evening after surviving second assassination attempt. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 16, 2024. Former President Donald Trump announced that he will speak in X space on Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Join me live from Mar-a-Lago at 8 p.m. Eastern, tonight on X Spaces. Set a reminder and be sure to tune in. Trump announced in an X post on Monday, sharing the link that will take social media users to the X space so that they can listen live. So far, President Trump has spoken in only one X space, where he was joined by tech mogul Elon Musk for a live, unscripted interview on August 12. It remains unclear if the 45th president will be hosting the X space by himself on Monday evening or if he will be joined by others who will also be speaking in the live chat. Notably, Trump's announcement that he is doing another X space comes one day after he survived a second assassination attempt against on his life. On Sunday, wannabe assassin suspect Ryan Wesley Routh hid in the bushes near Trump International Golf Course, where he appeared to be lying in wait for Trump, who was golfing, to come into his view. Routh had with him a rifle with a scope, backpacks, and a GoPro, according to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. Secret Service agents, who apparently travel a hole or two ahead of Trump while he's golfing to secure the area, encountered Routh before he was able to fire rounds at the 45th president. An agent apparently shot at Routh, who then fled the scene in a vehicle. A witness was able to take photos of the getaway car and its tag, the sheriff's office said. From there, law enforcement caught up to the suspect and took him into custody. The FBI now says it is investigating an apparent second assassination attempt against Trump. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., meanwhile, announced that the state of Florida will conduct its own investigation into what happened separate from the federal investigation. It's worth noting that just 5 days before the second assassination attempt against Trump, Vice President Kamala Harris told millions of Americans on live television during Tuesday's presidential debate that Trump wants to be a dictator on day one and has enacted the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War, rhetoric that undoubtedly could rile up deranged viewers. Notably, Routh issued an X post to President Joe Biden earlier this year, writing, "Democracy is on the ballot and we cannot lose. We cannot afford to fail. The world is counting on us to show the way." The vice president, who is also this year's Democrat Party nominee, has posted to social media the exact same phraseology as the alleged Trump assassin. Harris issued a vague statement after the assassination attempt against Trump, writing, "I have been briefed on reports of gunshots fired near former President Trump and his property in Florida, and I am glad he is safe. Violence has no place in America." Harris, however, failed to unequivocally clarify for her supporters that Trump is not an aspiring dictator nor a threat to democracy. She also failed to urge her supporters to refrain from conducting additional assassination attempts. As Breitbart News reported, September 15 is the second assassination attempt Trump has survived within the span of 2 months. President Trump narrowly survived the July 13 assassination attempt and was shot in the ear after crooks opened fire on him while he was delivering his remarks during a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. That first assassination attempt resulted in the death of former fire chief Corey Comprator. Two other rally-goers, David Dutch and James Kapenhiver, were severely injured. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo. And on Instagram.